This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, heartbreaking news when you hear about John McCain being diagnosed with a brain tumor. I think most of us suspected something was going on. When a person has a blood clot after he had successfully fought cancer, you think the cancer's coming back. What was the shock, though, was it had nothing to do with his melanoma that he successfully fought. It's a brand new tumor, a primary glioblastoma multiforme. And these primary glioblastoma tumors are unfortunately the most aggressive. Average lifespan having one is about maybe 15 months. 5-year survival rate down to 10%. However, okay, like what we saw with Jimmy Carter, having malignant melanoma that spread to the brain, right, that he was able to successfully fight and in remission, a lot of medical teams are pretty optimistic with John McCain. And has he even said he's been through worse. As you know, John McCain's history had been, especially his military service had been plagued with a lot of trauma. Plane shot down, him breaking arms and legs, and then when found after he ejected from his plane, was beat up and bludgeoned by people who found him. Then he was put up in the Hanoi Hilton. Photographed, pictures sent to the family to kind of torture the family. He was tortured. Finally he was able to be released. And not to mention so many other trials and tribulations he had physically, going through his military service. And then in 1993, he was diagnosed with malignant melanoma. 2000, a new melanoma near his left temple, which made us concerned about this blood clot near the left eye. And then 2002. The good news is all these melanomas weren't quote-unquote invasive, and so they were able to be removed, and he did fine. It's kind of interesting. Sometimes older individuals do better with these melanoma diagnoses than others. Like I said, as you saw with Jimmy Carter. However, this glioblastoma, this primary brain tumor, was found when they did the craniotomy and they removed part of his skull to remove the blood clot and the damaged vessel. That's where they found it. From what we understand, they removed the whole thing, but you can't technically resect the whole tumor. You know, whatever you see grossly, you know, we talk about grossly versus microscopically. Grossly is just what you see with your regular eye. You know, you scooping the tumor out, that's great, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean you got it all. It also doesn't necessarily mean that, you don't have microscopic spread. So even though glioblastomas are considered inoperable brain tumors, we do operate. We resect it, we take it out, and then that helps adjuvant therapy. So that then helps when we need to kick in the radiation, when we need to kick in the chemotherapy. Because now there's less, obviously, of a tumor that's there. We call it kind of a debulking process. Megan McCain, who you've seen on my Twitter feed many times and who I see at radio conferences, she said her father's confident, he's calm. And from what we found out, when John McCain woke up, you know, from surgery, he was cracking jokes, ready to go home and get back to work. I mean, he's at home recovering. What, he had the surgery Friday, and he was home, I believe, after the weekend. And so, you know, he's a trooper. I know a lot of people disagree with his politics and, you know, disagree with, you know, his stand on things. But something was a little up during the Comey hearings, and he thought it's just because he was up all night watching baseball. So he was able to cover it well. But these brain tumors, I mean, they do interfere with, you know, They interfere with thinking. They interfere with, you know, physical movements, etc. But, you know, he looks amazing for having this. We don't know the size. We haven't been told the size of it or any further extent. But apparently what had happened is nobody really was, I don't think, supposed to know. But then in passing to him speaking to another senator, I guess Senator Flake had called him and was kind of, you know, updating him on what was going on with Obamacare and, you know, the repeal and replace. And McCain had said, well, I'm coming back, but I'm going to have some chemotherapy at some point. And so that's when, I guess, the conversation started that he had cancer. So just to quickly review, glioblastoma multiforme is the most common of the, you know, malignant brain tumors, the glial tumors. By glial means it rises from the brain and spinal cord. And these brain tumors, even though they're the most common of all the brain tumors, they're so rare. I believe, less than 1% of all cancers are these. Unfortunately, they are the most aggressive. And so somebody may not know they have it until it's obviously of a size that could be very dangerous. Maybe you have some, you know, memory loss a little bit here and there. Maybe you have some neurological deficit, maybe a little bit of weakness. Maybe you get a headache. As it grows, you could get nausea and vomiting. You could start getting more cognitive impairment. It's pushing on the brain, which is another reason why we do surgery to remove it. You get something called a mass effect. If a tumor is growing in the brain, you run the risk of herniation. And by herniation, it's the brain trying to find room to sit and to be. And so when you have a brain tumor such as this, and it's growing and it's pushing, the brain may actually go down, right, towards the spinal cord and start crushing the spinal cord. We call it a herniation, just to find room. And that's not good. People can also get seizures, hemiparesis, where half their body is paralyzed, usually the opposite half of where the brain tumor is. Now, what causes these things? We don't know. There's been a lot of controversy on cell phones. But the reason why that really hasn't stuck is because cell phones have been around for years, and we would see more of these brain tumors, which we don't. But it could be genetics. So there's treatments, but like I said, it's a tough fight. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dolly, you shall. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You guys are pretty well informed. We've been talking about this for years. And I guess a study has come out saying erectile dysfunction affects more than half of men with diabetes, as high blood sugar damages the nerves needed to become aroused. Well, another thing you guys have learned that we've spoken up on the show is erectile dysfunction could also be a sign of poor blood flow. So, at least you guys know that, you know, you're learning something. I really hope you are impressing people when you go to work. I hope, like, you know, you're at the water cooler going, hey, man, this is what I learned. But This is a little bit different in that it's talking about how the same type of nerve damage that gives diabetics neuropathy and gives diabetics, you know, issues where they can't feel as well, that can play into the erectile dysfunction. Let's talk about this. They say half of male diabetes patients struggle to get or maintain an erection. It's actually higher, but that's what this study is reporting. They say for unclear reasons, type 2 diabetes sufferers are more at risk, with 66.3% having erectile dysfunction, compared to type 1 with the 37.5%. Now, type 1 diabetics are those that always lacked enough insulin, whereas type 2 diabetics are those that had insulin, and then eventually the insulin didn't work as well, or they started to lack it, or they have weight issues and causing insulin resistance. We spoke at length about this, and we were talking about how almost half the country has diabetes or prediabetes. So they say previous research has shown that diabetes can damage the nerves and blood vessels needed to become aroused. Researchers hope the findings will encourage early erectile screening and interventions among male diabetes sufferers. You see, I can't tell you how many times we diagnose diabetes or heart disease because the only symptom they had was erectile dysfunction. You know, it's one of those things where all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. You know, where sometimes I'm like, you know what? I would rather screen for heart disease and other sorts of issues because somebody is here having, you know, erectile dysfunction. You know, everybody thinks, well, it has to do with low testosterone. Low testosterone can cause erectile dysfunction, but I got to be honest. More often than not, it doesn't have to do with the testosterone. It has to do with diabetes, poor blood flow, age, weight, etc. Well, in this particular study out of Italy, they looked at 145 studies investigating the link between diabetes and erectile dysfunction. 88,000 men with type 1 or type 2 diabetes were in the study for review. The results looked at having diabetes significantly increases a man's risk of suffering from erectile dysfunction. Over 52.5% of male diabetics have some sort of erectile dysfunction. We talked about how type 2 is greater than type 1. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, wait a second here. Maybe it's more common in diabetics because diabetics go to the doctor. And when the doctor asks them, they answer. Whereas the average male diabetic that doesn't have a lot of medical issues doesn't go to the doctor. That's something to kind of take into account. If they looked at a whole bunch of records, and that's kind of what it looks like they did with this analysis of they reviewed studies and they reviewed previous records, then that means when they had a person with diabetes, that doctor also addressed erectile dysfunction. Now, not all men like to bring that topic up. I mean, it's not the easiest topic. So if somebody's having issues, they're going to be like, well, I'm good. I'm good at that department. And another reason why a lot of men don't bring it up is because their wives aren't sleeping with them. So they're like, well, you know what? My wife doesn't ask for sex. We're not having sex. So who cares if I have an erection or not? Maybe it's better because then I don't have to worry about, keeping myself satisfied. And so I tell you, there are so many more people having issues out there that are forthcoming with it. And that scares the hell out of me because when I hear about erectile dysfunction, I immediately think of lack of blood flow and heart disease. I also think of diabetes. And so that means we could have a lot of people out there that don't want to be, screened. One of my family members, it was very interesting, never went to the doctor, but it was the erectile dysfunction that brought him in, and that's how he was found to have diabetes. So when you have erectile dysfunction or any issues, don't just ask for testosterone. Tell them to check it for diabetes. Tell them to check it for thyroid. Tell them to check your heart because a variety of issues could cause that. They said previous research has shown men with diabetes are more at risk of erectile dysfunction as their condition can damage the nerves and blood vessels. So male patients struggle to maintain. Again, it's an issue to start one and to maintain one, according to Daily Mail. But, what we don't talk about a lot on the show is the numbness. What's very frustrating for a physician, and probably more frustrating for the patient, is if somebody's diabetic, they don't feel things like you or I do that don't have diabetes. And so a lot of times they're more numb. Talked about how the sugar messes with the nerves, right? So let's say person with who has diabetes is just running around in the backyard, you know, barefoot. He can't really tell that the ground is hotter than it should be, or maybe the signal gets them a little slower. Meanwhile, he sustains a burn on his foot, may not even notice it. Or he steps on something, gets a little infection in there, it bruises. How many of you look at the bottom of your feet? I mean, you look if something's bothering you, but you always look at the bottom of your feet? I mean, you know, women lotion up their feet, shave them, do whatever the hell, their nails. But guys, they don't lotion up the bottom of their feet. Maybe they should, but they don't. So people don't really look at the bottom of their feet. So you got a new pair of shoes. You're like, okay, I'm good in them. No, they don't seem to bother me. Meanwhile, they're a little tight. So you start getting a breakdown blister. Well, that could get infected. So the reason why diabetics are at such high risk for foot ulcers and then later an infection that goes to the bone and then later an amputation is because, one, the bacteria love the taste of sugar. It's food for them. They feel good. It's yummy. But it's because you don't know you're sick. You don't know you have an issue until it goes too far. Well, now we take it to heart disease. Now, and if a diabetic is having a heart attack, he may not feel it. So when you tell a diabetic patient, look, we're worried about your heart, so if you ever have chest pain, call 911. Yeah, if you ever have chest pain, call 911. But when my father was diagnosed with diabetes, and he did not have chest pain when he dropped dead of a heart attack. I don't think he had chest pain a day in his life. And I believe he also had a previous heart attack that nobody told me about. They said, well, he was dizzy and he fainted once. So my guess is that was probably, again, diabetes. And so, diabetes preventing a painful heart attack. If he had chest pain, he probably would have gone to the doctor. This is why I say if you have diabetes, you are behind the eight ball. And it is so frightening that so many of us are diabetic or pre-diabetic. It scares the hell out of me. You know, and I don't want everybody going back to smoking. You know, I really don't. But, I we got to find something in between. We talk about how smoking is what was our go-to. You know, every time we got hungry, we'd go and have a cigarette. And that would crave our eating. We would eat less, would eat a hell of a lot less. The nicotine would give us a buzz. And, we weren't getting fat and we weren't getting diabetes. The problem is we were getting cancer. We were getting lung disease. And I would not want to go through what, you know, my emphysema patients had to go through, where they, you know, always felt shortness of breath, you know, oxygen would help or wouldn't help, was in and out of the hospital with infections. So we need to find something in between smoking and in between eating, because this is some scary stuff. You get diabetes, you have no idea if you're having a heart attack sometimes. How the hell are you supposed to know if you don't feel like you used to? If you're more numb, we need our bodies working, you know, efficiently. And stuff like diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure cause it to not work efficiently. And a diabetic at risk of going blind, going into kidney failure, losing a leg, not having erections, I mean, that's not a life a lot of people want to live. So, watch your diet, keep your exercise up, really cut the carbs. And I would really love to, I don't know if it's maybe a celery stick. Maybe what we need to do is walk around with a whole bunch of celery. And as soon as we get that craving, just go and bite on a celery stick. I don't know, but we got to come up with something. Gum doesn't work because gum stimulates your appetite. Gum has chemicals in them, has artificial sweeteners, so that's not a good go-to. A lot of you guys go to coffee, and maybe that's the trick. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess O.J. Simpson is about to appear before his parole board in Nevada at a hearing. It's going to decide whether he's going to be released. He's about 9 years into his 9-to-33-year sentence. After his conviction in the 2007 kidnapping and armed robbery at a Las Vegas hotel. I got to tell you, after he was acquitted for the 1995 slayings of ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, when he was acquitted and found not guilty, but then later sued in a civil suit, I'm still baffled by him getting into trouble. Why would he in 2007 risk that? You know, for the whole memorabilia, and I understand he wants to get his stuff back, but with guns and heavies and, so anyway, that's what got him in jail. And, many of us have in the back of our minds, the suspicion that, is this CTE, is this from trauma when he was a football player to his head, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, causing him to do stupid? He was acquitted of the murders, but, if he did have violent streaks or if, we think he really did do it, could this be a part of CTE? I'm really hoping he offers to donate his brain, upon death, God forbid, after he passes, to science to see if, he had the same thing that a lot of ex-NFL and ex-athlete players suffer from. Problem is he has diabetes, and so that could also change the way the brain looks. But it's, just be interesting to see. Now, what we expect is O.J. Simpson, and this is, I think it's going to happen within minutes here, will speak and answer questions from parole board members via video conference for the first 30 to 45 minutes. He has to get a majority of votes from the 6 parole board commissioners to receive parole. If paroled, he could be released as early as October, according to David Smith, a spokesman for the Nevada Board of Parole Commissioners. Again, he's 70 years old. He's at Lovelock Correctional Center in northern Nevada. It's a kind of a medium security prison. And what we're being told is he has stayed out of trouble. According to Brooke Keith, spokeswoman of the Nevada Department of Corrections, we haven't heard much from him. It's very interesting because we're being told that the jail that he's at, he's gotten some perks. And apparently, if you go to bustle.com, he spent the past 8.5 years, almost 9 there, right? And a ex-guard, a former guard named Jeffrey Felix, says the prison is more like a cruise ship with barbed wire. Inmates in Nevada have a saying that Lovelock is easy time. Felix is a retired correctional officer, and he told USA Today Sports, he says, I mean, that prison is not like a normal prison. The food at Lovelock is very good. That prison is super duper clean. Apparently, the prison has a gym, has sports fields, ping pong tables, and according to Felix, access to movies and cable television. You kind of wonder, why does Simpson then want to leave? I mean, it's going to be like George Zimmerman. It's going to be like where, people are going to be harassing him, okay? People hate him. People are going to be, it's not like he has a lot of money. Yeah, maybe he just sits there, watches TV, gets his medicine, gets his good food. I heard that he was threatened because I guess he would take cuts in line. Now, see, that's another thing, okay? He takes cuts in line. You don't take cuts in a prison line. You got prisoners there. You got some big guys there that could beat you up. Again, is that some frontal lobe, issue, of his brain? Is he not thinking clearly on that? From what we understand, O.J. Simpson often cut to the front of the lines. And finally, some of the guards allowed that to happen. Other inmates carried his bags when he bought extra food. Apparently, one of the other former guards, Jesse Mandoki, said that you could see Felix, that guard, doing laps with O.J. The former guard and inmate would walk in the yard together, and it looked like they hung out. Greg Lewis, who spent 7 years with Simpson at the facility, said the former football player was often paired with heftier cellmates who could protect him from harassment by other inmates. He described them as bigger dudes that could take care of business. Now, a lot of times that happens in jail. I'm not sure what you have to give in return for the big dude to want to protect you, but we won't go there. I don't know, maybe he gave him extra cigarettes or something. But he had bigger dudes protecting him. Because he had his free time, Simpson talked to relatives and friends on the phone, played fantasy football games, coached softball. He also watched television shows, and he had a 13-inch flat-screen television. That's like the largest size prisoners could have in the facility. So 13-inch, it's not huge, but he had a TV. It doesn't sound like he was doing hard labor. You know, it doesn't sound like that, you know, he, got treated like everybody else. But I guess Lovelock is supposed to be kind of a nicer prison. I'm looking at pictures. It does look good. I see a washer and dryer there. I see a washer and dryer. I see lots of tables. It's gray. I mean, it's a good-looking picture. So, Anna, we'll see. Yeah, I think he's going to get it. I think he's going to make parole. The problem is, these people that make the votes, these board members, if O.J. does anything stupid, if he loses it or does something a few years from now, these guys look bad. And so my guess is they must have a lot of psychological testing done. Because if he has a fit of rage or doesn't act as stupid, like with the armed robbery, true, he loses parole, he's back in jail, obviously, but they look bad. And so, and again, I know he wasn't found guilty of the murders, but, you know, it's still something to kind of, you know, keep in mind. It's in the whole picture. But I think, again, if he was a model citizen and he did everything he was supposed to, and he's a player, people loved him. He's the juice. You know, people, but what is very interesting is that if he did have these fits of rage or, let's say, issues with CTE or, some breakdowns, we're not hearing about it. Or it's kept hush-hush. Or, you know, he did have it and the parole board knows and. So my guess is if the parole board hearing is negative for him and says, nope, we're not going to let it happen, then my guess is he did have some issues and that they don't think that he's psychologically ready. If they do let him go, then that means, he's been in pretty good shape. Yeah, and. Wasn't at one point he was suicidal? Gosh, yeah. Well, so that's I guess, jail life. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, they say one-third of dementia cases could be prevented by doing things even as a child. They say more than 1 in 3 cases of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia can be traced to factors: inadequate education, obesity, hearing loss, and smoking. And they say in childhood, a lot of these problems could be fixed. You don't start smoking. You stay in school. Any issues with school that start to surface, nip them in the bud. But they say that doctors, communities, and governments may have to start implementing things like universal preschool, exercise, healthy diets, expand preventative health care, etc. But getting diabetes really puts at risk for dementia. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about oxygen therapy, where I really think we need to, and I don't know how we would make this happen, but we need to do some trials of putting people on oxygen each night, whether it's regular oxygen, 2 liters of, nasal cannula, or CPAP. And I'd like to see, looking at 10, 20, 30 years from now, if it really prevents dementia. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, guys. Peace. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email your question if you don't want to call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI to drdahlia.com. Go to the contact page or on Facebook and Twitter. Pete from Minneapolis says, now this is interesting. He goes, you're not selling me, Doc. Doctors are overrated. My doc never touches me and is only in the room for 30 seconds. The nurse is told to do everything each time I need my medication, so just let me buy it over the counter. He writes, I've been a high blood pressure patient for years. I know how to check my blood pressure, and my meds work. What the hell do I need the doctor for at this point? He writes, it's a scam, so let us go socialized, I say, stop the greed. All right, so, you know, Pete, listen, I hear you. I mean, the number one thing I hear from patients is the medical provider is hardly in the room. And you're right, this is the doctors and medical providers' fault, in a way. All right, even though we're victim to something else, okay, not that I know, trust me, none of you guys are playing a violin for us, and I can't sit here all day long on radio trying to, reach for some sympathy if you guys have any for us. But, you know, what's happening and what you guys are seeing is, you know, doctors are busy. Nurse practitioners are busy. PAs are busy. Doctors seem to be more notorious with this, where they come to the room. They go, okay, good, good, good. My nurse can handle that. Bye. And they go on to the next room. And it's not that they're doing that so they could go and play video games, right? You know, they're busy. You see their clinics. You see they're slammed. Okay? And, you know, many of you have complained, well, they need to quit overbooking. Sometimes it's not them. The average doctor now is not running his own business. He's an employee, which means it's a corporation. Not doctors, but business people making that medical office or medical clinic that busy. And when delegation can occur and more patients can be scheduled and more patients need to be scheduled these days because insurance doesn't pay, it poses a problem not only for you but for the medical provider as well and the staff. And I told you, one insurance company was only paying me $2.42 to see the patient. Now, I'm not going to try to see, I don't know, 50 patients just to try to make, $100 or maybe 45 patients or whatever to make $90 in an hour. That's ridiculous. Now, I mean, hopefully my whole day isn't, you know, just getting $2.42. But, a medical office can't survive seeing one patient an hour. There are medical offices that do that, and you guys don't like them because they are the, you know, VIP type, you know, medicine offices where the patient has to pay $1,500 a year, $2,000 a year, and then they get to have more time with the medical. For some people, it's worth it. So I could pay $2,000 a year. That's it, although I think the prices are going up by now because there's more demand for that. So, you know, I see what you're saying. If you're there for a blood pressure refill, the doctor sees the blood pressure that the nurse took. He's like, all right, good, here's the medicine, and walks out. I understand why you're like, why the hell can't I just get it over the counter? I get that. And I don't know where we're going, you know, in terms of our country with these medications over the counter. But there are side effects. There's also people that are poorly controlled with high blood pressure and diabetes, etc. And somebody gets sued. Something happens. Something goes wrong. So let's say you have people with, poorly controlled high blood pressure. They blow a vessel in their brain. They're driving, get into an accident, and kill some kids crossing a crosswalk. Right? If that story gets out, that, you know, he had poorly controlled blood pressure, he wasn't seeing the doctor, he was getting his medications on his own, that looks bad. And as a doctor, I don't want to make my money off of people being sick. You know, I've been accused that I've picked a profession that preys on others. You know, that we're worse than the lawyers because we make our living based on you guys being sick. And that doctors love flu season. No, we don't. Trust me, we don't love flu season. Flu season scares the hell out of us. You see, what you guys are forgetting is when we go through our training and when we sit down with you guys and we take care of you guys, all right, we don't want to see you die. We don't want to see you in the hospital. Even if it's not our fault, we always take on some personal responsibility. They say the reason why doctors are bad business people, and we're not, but the reason why we're accused of that is because we care too much. You know, if I have somebody that just sits there and says, yeah, you know, I'm here for birth control, and then just starts bawling, I'm going to stop everything, do what's going on. And I'll sit and talk with them for an hour, even if my other patients are furious. Because you can't go through medical school. You can't go through what you went through. You can't be up all night with patients holding their hands and watching them die. And then be in private practice and say, oh, man, you know, bad for you. See ya. Ain't my problem. No. Now, do some doctors and medical providers harden? Yeah, they do. And you have to. Because you can't keep taking this stuff home. You keep taking this stuff home. You're no good to anybody else. Have I ever cried with patients? Have patients ever made me cry because of what they're going through? Absolutely. They've made me cry. I was taught you're not supposed to sit there and cry in front of a patient. You know, you could sit there and be, you could show some emotion. But, oh, my God, some of these, they just made me cry. Have I ever sat and prayed with patients? Absolutely. And you don't rush that stuff. You don't rush through prayer time. You go through the prayers. And so, now, was I doing that all the time with every patient? Hell no. If I was busy, if I was rushed, I told the patients. I'm like, look, I'm really sorry. You know, we had somebody that we had to call the ambulance for. Needed some resuscitation. I got behind. What are you here for? Let's get it, you know, going. And, you know, definitely tell me about what happened with, you know, Johnny's prom next week, next time I see you. Yeah, and I hated that. Look, guys, we just got to get to business today. Family doctors are more prone to, you know, hanging out. You know, talking a little bit more. Ah, what's up? But that's changing. You know, it's changing. So doctors with bedside manners, they're still out there. I know that because I teach at Touro University. And when I interview, you know, students, you know, bedside manner is one of the things we look at. We want to make sure it's not even bedside manner. It's humanism. If somebody is in pain, are you going to want to help them? You know, it's not just about, no, you don't get narcotics because narcotics are bad. It's about, okay, you're in pain. What can we do to help you with your pain, whether it's osteopathic treatment, whether it's a medication, whether it's use of a massage or acupuncture or, you know, so will medicines later be available to be purchased over the counter? I don't know. I think we're going to be going socialized first. And it sounds like Pete and a lot of you, you want that. Fine. Let's just have some sort of health system. All I need is my Z-Pack when I get sick, and all I need is my blood pressure, and I don't care whether it's socialized or not. And a lot of you guys that have been to foreign countries that have gone to the doctor, some of you have had good experiences. And you're like, it was fine. I don't see what the big deal was. Well, when it starts to get a big deal is when they have to decide if they're going to treat your brain tumor. I mean, I've seen some ugly comments on Facebook about John McCain, which I think it doesn't matter where, you know, you stand politically. You know, you should still have a heart. But, you know, people are saying, really, what? We're going to be spending this kind of money on an 80-year-old? Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, that 80-year-old is someone's dad, someone's grandpa. And I don't think we're going to want those decisions made on our relatives. Well, they're 80, so let them go. And that's why I really caution you guys, hold off going socialized. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.